Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Rob. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money. You know, we've had probably two this year. I'd say people would say the investment environment's been a good year, but it's not been without its fears and risks. And if you look back the two previous years, scary. So last 3 years, I'd say for people have been emotionally scary. There's lots of things to worry about,
right?
Which means people have still many investors have a high cash component in their portfolio. Is that a problem?
I think you made a good point there. In their portfolio or not, and why are they holding cash? Why? I think the question is, why are you holding cash?
Okay, let's go with that.
Let's start with what cash is.
Okay.
It's not just cash under your mattress. I'm sure some are out there doing that still, but it's not
could be,
just
yeah,
that.
That's right.
It's more to a sense of, hey, rates have been decent on non-res assets, right? GIC, short-term, money market,
yeah,
those items, right? Yeah. That's starting to come down. Right. So why are you still holding cash?
So why would you hold cash?
Yeah. So the conversations I've had,
yep,
I would say the first one is timing or waiting for something to happen. Right. So it could be waiting for something to happen in the market, catalyst, right? Or fear something's going to go on. So they're safe with cash.
Okay. So it's market timing or fear. The two things are here so far, right? I'm afraid to invest in anything else. Yeah.
The other one is I have a kitchen rental.
Huh.
I have a new car to buy. I have all these things I have to buy. I can't put it into the market.
Right.
Right. So it becomes a timing liquidity.
Yeah. Right? Matching a liability that you've got, right, of some kind.
Liability. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I think you're onto something here. And I know that there's still lots, just anecdotally, never mind amongst our clients, sorry, empirically is what I meant to say. You look at the amount of cash in the system right now sitting on the sidelines, and there's trillions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing this year, you'd ask yourself, if you go back in time, what am I waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
And there was lots of things to be afraid of.
Right. Right?
You had a big U.S. election, which we're getting to. You could have cited the conflict in Russia-Ukraine.
Right.
You could certainly cite the potential escalation and the conflict that we have in the Middle East, right?
Rising interest rates.
Right. Yeah. I mean, where are interest rates going? What are central banks doing? Right. There's been lots of reasons to be fearful.
Mm-hmm. What happened in the market, though?
Well, you know, things are pretty good. The equity markets did pretty well.
Yeah.
So I think there's two things here. We got to think about cash as an asset class. Remember, the five pillars consist of cash,
right?
Cash and fixed income, let's put that. Canadian equity, stocks, international, including US, stocks. And then you've got the alternative classes, the alternative trading strategies, and alternative yielding strategies, right? And so if you're investing in cash, that's a different proposition than if you're just holding cash for something, right?
Big time.
And I think people get that confused sometimes.
I think you're right. I think you're looking at it as a cash component of your investment portfolio.
Right.
Right.
When you own cash as an investment?
As an investment?
Yeah.
Short-term opportunities, right? As portfolio managers, you look at it, you could have some short-term opportunities, yep, right? It could be a shorter-term risk mitigation.
Right.
Right. Waiting for opportunities on that side.
Yeah.
But it's still opportunities or a strategy for investment longer term.
Yeah, I would add to that, though, that, you know, it would have been a good choice to hold cash in a rapidly rising interest rate environment like we saw at the beginning of 2022. Like, if you knew interest rates were going to go up 500 basis points, own cash because the yield on that cash is going higher, not lower.
Right.
Right. So there are times when it makes sense to invest in cash,
right?
Right? Not hold cash because you got to buy a car or something like
that. But it's a pillar. It's part of your investment strategy.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, it's interesting because the math will tell you, the history will tell you that 80% of the time, fixed income or bonds outperforms cash. Now, when does that happen? So if cash is a good investment in your portfolio, when interest rates are rising rapidly and going up a long way,
right,
then it would stand to reason that it's a bad time when the opposite is happening, right? When interest rates are coming down and expected to come down significantly because the yield on your cash is going to go down. You're going to make less money.
Mm-hmm.
What environment are we in today?
We're there.
Well, yeah, right. Central banks are starting to cut rates, some more aggressively than others. But we're in an interest rate environment, quite likely, that is falling and will continue to fall from here. So now you have to ask yourself the question, where does cash fit in my strategy?
Right.
And this is it the right pillar?
It's true. And this is where I fear for people that have been holding cash, where it may have been fine.
Right.
Right. But now it's not a strategy.
Yeah. Well, and I think that, listen, if there's any a takeaway from this this segment is think about it. You said the word strategy. Think about it as one of the five pillars, the investment environment we're in, right? Which pillars do best given the current economic environment? Which ones do you underweight and overweight?
I always look at it the sense of when you're going to purchase a house. You're waiting in the market to buy a house. You're waiting and waiting and waiting. Interest rates might come down. All of these factors. And you've waited and the housing market is now 20% higher and you're still worried about affordability.
Right. And listen, that's the other thing. So it's very hard to stop owning cash as an investment because there's always something to worry about, right? You and I know this. We talk to people all day long. And there's always a headline risk. And one of the headline risks that we had this year was, let's just take the S&P 500. It's at an all-time high.
How many times?
Well, think about that. So if I can't remember which, let's say it was the 10th high. So starting in 2024, let's say the S&P hit an all-time high for the first time. And you go, oh, okay, well, that's too high now. It's too expensive.
Right.
And hit it for the second time. And you say, well, now it's really too expensive, right? And the fifth time and 10th time, it's really now way too expensive. I think we're at 43.
Right.
43 new highs. Right? TSX has done the same thing. So, you know, it's very interesting. It's very difficult to predict what's going to happen in any one of those pillars at any particular moment in time. The best you can do from a strategy perspective is think about your long-term goals and objectives and then underweight and overweight those pillars in the investment strategy to try to take advantage of the areas that you think are either most at risk or most opportune.
Well, this might sound weird, but keep your cash invested.
Well, yeah. So, and here's the problem. You and I know when people make emotional decisions to go to cash, it's not a strategy decision, right? Often they try to justify it that way. But there is no clear, there's no clear entry point again with that cash because the entry point is when it's really brutal.
Yeah.
But everybody's terrified to do it when it's really brutal, right? I get it. Emotionally, that's hard to do.
Okay. So how do you get over that?
Well, I think what you have to do is we always talk about structure and discipline, right? As the two superpowers, great superpowers of the investor. And I think that we have to be very cognizant of the fact that when you put a strategy in place, okay, it's built for something longer term.
Right.
Okay. And listen, in retirement, you and I both know, because we do this all the time, there's multiple things you need to be worried about, right? It's not just growth.
No. Well, I think it's a very different thing. I'll blame my children. I have zero cash.
Right? You got two young kids.
Yeah. And I'm also thinking about long-term pensionable income down the road.
Right.
So I'm thinking about.
But the way you invest your long-term pension money isn't influenced by the fact you have a short-term need for your kids' events and, you know, all the activities that they're involved in. Right.
Right.
So I think it's really important that people think about strategy, maintain an overall structure with their retirement. Think about the income needs you have. And, you know, we go on, you still need growth in retirement because inflation, if you're retired for a long time, is a thing, right? Health is going to be a thing and you might have to fund some of that yourself. And then ultimately legacy, if you're going to leave some behind. These are all different goals.
And we talk about that, right? So cash aside.
Yep.
Cash aside for what? Roof, some of those things that you know you're going to have to spend on short term.
Right. Yep. I call them, I just call them the liquid liabilities you have, right?
Right. Separate those, different strategy.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Enough harping on about that, my friend. We're going to put all this, we've got to make sense of it. And we're going to do that at our upcoming seminar.
You got our next one here in Calgary. This will be on Tuesday, October 29th, 7 p.m. in person at the Hamptons Golf and Country Club. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register.
All right. Thanks for joining myself on behalf of myself, Dave and Rob. We look forward to chatting with you next week. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy and Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Private Wealth consists of services provided by CIBC and certain of its subsidiaries, including CIBC Wood Gundy, a division of CIBC World Markets Inc.